Turn now in the scriptures to 1 Corinthians 15, and we'll read the last part of 1 Corinthians 15, verses 50 through 58, 51 through 58. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 through 58. Beloved, hear now the word of our God. Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. That is the word of the Lord to us. Paul, it says here, reveals a mystery. The Lord, through Paul, reveals a mystery. A mystery revealed is that which was formerly a truth, nonetheless, it was a truth nonetheless, but a truth that was dark and unknown before. There are many mysteries shown and revealed to us in the gospel, many truths that were before were utterly unknown, that were made known, plainly revealed. The truth here revealed is that the saints living at our Lord's second coming, those who are living, will not die, but be changed into those new glorified bodies. This change will happen in a moment, and it says in a twinkling of an eye at the sound of the last trumpet, very quickly, as you blink your eye. And at this same trumpet sound, those who have died in Christ will raise up from the grave with their new imperishable, immortal, glorified bodies. When this happens, then will come about the fulfillment of those words we find in Isaiah, the Isaiah chapter that we're reading this evening, in fact, by God's good providence. Death is swallowed up in victory. And the quote also fulfilled from Psalm 90 in Hosea 13, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? With the obvious answer, it's not there. There is no death for those who are victorious in Christ Jesus. The foundation of this victory, we begin thinking first of that the sting of death is sin. This gives power to death, to kill. Sin unpardoned can keep any under this power. The power of death. The power of sin, it says, is the law. It is the divine threatening against the transgressors of the law that gives power to sin. It is the curse that gives that power. You see, through one man, sin entered the world and death by sin. And so the sting of death is sin. But by Jesus' dying, he has taken out this sting. He has made atonement for sin. He has obtained remission for the sin. And that's why there's great thanksgiving here. Thanks to God who gives us the victory in Christ and His sacrificial death. Not in and of ourselves, For we have not made atonement for our sin. Jesus has. Our victory is in Christ, through Christ, our Lord and Savior. Victory can never be complete until it is victory over death. And this victory over death and in the resurrection of Christ is the hope that enables us to live unto Christ throughout this life. And so the chapter ends in that last verse with this exhortation in this victory that we have over sin and death in Christ's resurrection. Therefore, my beloved brethren, because of Christ's, the victory that we have in Christ and in the death and resurrection, he says, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil, a toil that is great and sometimes hard, and sometimes even ends in bodily death because of persecution and suffering, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. It is for the very purpose that some would have life and have life forever and ever. Let's pray. Our Father, we do again praise you for the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. Because of the resurrection, there is no sting of death. There is no power in death any longer because our bodies will be raised up from the grave. For some, even, never to die in their bodies when Christ returns. Father, we praise you that we have a comfort in Christ Jesus, because you have said he is the first fruits, and we accordingly follow after. We're part of the fruit that rise up from the dead. He was the first to rise, but he is not the last, because in him all your people will be raised at the last trumpet, and will go before the judgment seat, and God will judge, and we will be judged according to our works, and those who are in Christ Jesus, his works have covered ours, his perfect righteousness and holiness. And as we have sinned, his perfect sacrificial death has atoned for our sin, and the resurrection has secured that righteousness to us. Father, we praise you and have great joy in your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that we cannot be unjustified, no matter how sinful we become, like if we think in the Old Testament, like Solomon, who had in the beginning of his life a great, we might say, Christian life, a righteous man, and yet over time he entered into sin more and more. At least as it is written in Scripture. And yet we ought not to go on sinning so that grace may abound, because you say, may it never be, that strongest no possible. But we should put to death the sin that remains and pursue holiness, pursue righteousness according to your word, practice righteousness as we'll hear this evening in 1 John. Let us be those who practice righteousness and so prove that we are born of God. That we are children of God, adopted into the family, and enabled to earnestly, truthfully, honestly say and cry out to you, Abba, Father. That you are not distant from us, but close, even by your Spirit in our hearts, always present with us. Even if we go through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with us, near us. Even if we run away like Jonah, you track us down because you are merciful and good. Father, we have struggled, all of us here at times, even some now, all of us now, in our sin. Father, turn our hearts back to You. Forgive us of our sin. We have fled away, pursued other gods. We have loved not You, and therefore loved others, and loved ourselves more than You. We've worshipped other gods, ourselves, our families, when we ought to have been worshiping You. We have not lived in accordance with Your word. We have not honored You and praised Your name and testified of Your great works before all people. And so we have taken Your name in vain, broken the third commandment. And as we've come on this, the Lord's Day, we have not worked diligently 6 days, and coming here we still have desires to work and think about work, to go and do our own pleasures, and yet this is a day that You call the Sabbath, a rest. And on this day we are to rest from our employments and pleasures, rather delighting in You and resting in You. But we failed in this. Father, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us as far as the east is from the west, from all unrighteousness, because You are a faithful God. We know and are confident that You will do this. We are assured of it. Father, there are those in our congregation who are struggling in health, sick, or having procedures done, surgeries, and possible cancers returning, or having cancer, maybe even unknown. Father, heal our bodies according to Your will. For we know that sometimes You bring on sickness to discipline us. And sometimes it is because of our sin to turn us back to You, that we would trust in You. Father, do Your good work. Cause us to turn back to You. But as You are the healer of, You're called the healer in Scripture, Father, You are the healer. Heal our bodies. And we know at least that You will do so at the very least, which we could not really call the very least, for it is the most. You'll do it at the end, when You'll give us new glorified bodies and there'll be no more pain, no more broken bones or sore muscles, no cancer, no colds and sickness of body, but new glorified, perfect, righteous, holy bodies, which we cannot comprehend what that really looks like, except we will look like Jesus. For as He is holy, we will be holy, and as He is righteous, we will be righteous. Father, do these things, because You have promised these things. Be faithful to who You are, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.